It is Saturday, March 2nd, 2019. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And I'm broadcasting from the chilly Chicago suburbs. I'm delighted that you have joined me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I highly recommend that you also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. I do not access my regular email address during the program, so if you have questions or comments during the program, just email those questions to comment@Spingola.email. I invite you to visit our Spingola Speaks chat room at spingola.chatango.com. Again, that is spingola.chatango.com. If you wish to read the names of the guests that I've had the pleasure of interviewing on this program, just visit spingola.com and click on the radio schedule button on the left side of the page. I also have the names of future guests, and in both cases, I have links for those guests along with relevant links to their subject matter. I began broadcasting on RBN on October 23rd, 2010. Shortly thereafter, on December 15th, 2010, I interviewed Clint Richardson after watching his outstanding video, The Corporation Nation. I interviewed him again on January 31st, 2011. Since then, we've had many great conversations, both on the air and otherwise. I consider Clint one of my true friends. My guest today is the one and only Clint Richardson. His websites are Reality Blogger with one G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And he has a book, and you may download that book at strawmanstory.info. He is the producer of The Corporation Nation, Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, which he produced and it was published on September 30th, 2011. He also did the video, Kaffir School, School Districts, and the Lottery. He also did a program, Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Privatization, which was published the end of 2013. He is a fabulous video maker. He's creative. They're pretty much perfect. And he does excellent work. Clint, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. What a generous introduction.
Well, it's true. Everything that I've said is absolutely true. And in thinking about the vaccine situation and the recent news articles, and I try not to watch television, but it's kind of akin to preparing the opposing attorney's arguments. You have to know what they're saying in order to oppose what they are saying and to understand what they are doing. And I think this week I saw in the news there was somebody, can you believe, that had measles. Somebody got measles. And then there was someone else that died of the flu.
Nobody dies of the flu. You die of like pneumonia or something that the flu just happens to be there. But there's like 35 deaths a year from the flu, and they blame all the other deaths, the side effects of the flu, for like old people, especially people with compromised immune systems. They'll catch something else because their system is weakened already by the flu, and that's what'll kill them. But the flu doesn't. Flu very seldom is the reported cause of death. Just to be clear.
But to hear the news, one would think that if you're not vaccinated for a particular thing, even chickenpox, for goodness sake.
Well, I got to tell you,
it's ridiculous.
So I've been pulling up. I'm doing a second. I finally decided I'm just going to do it. You know, I was asking for help from people, but never really got it. So I just decided I'm just going to do it like I did my other ones, all by myself. And I'm doing this second movie. It's going to be called A Corruption of Blood. Because it certainly is about vaccines, but it's about all injectable drugs and all drugs in general. Anything that you're bypassing your body's natural defenses, and you know, it can be insulin, it can be anything. All these drugs, Factor V, for instance, which is for hemophiliacs. I mean, that Bayer used that, and it spread AIDS all over the place. And then they took Factor VIII, I think it was called. They took that, and because it got banned in the U.S., they sent it to Japan and China. And caused all kinds of disease there because they couldn't get a profit here because it was causing people AIDS, right? So there was all these, you know, stories like this. So I'm doing this second documentary. And as I'm looking up, because you mentioned the measles, someone had put together a collection of videos from way back when, the Brady Bunch, the Flintstones, you know, way back in the day before all these vaccines, before all this hype and hyper concern. And it's so funny because the entire Brady Bunch family got measles, right? And they even say in that the measles, the one girl says, well, the measles is certainly the best disease you can get because, you know, it lasts a couple of days and then it goes away and nobody ever dies from it.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, it's like the plague, right? But in fact, it's much better to get the measles, like the chicken pox, get natural immunity to it, and, you know, and then you're done. You got the measles, you quarantined yourself for a week or so because you're shedding the disease. And by the way, if you get a vaccine, you're actually shedding the disease for 2 weeks. So these kids that are supposedly safe because they have a vaccine are actually infecting everybody else, because they're shedding the disease that was put in their body. The body's pushing it out. So it's so funny when you understand what's actually happening. The whole thing is so comical. And especially when you see these old TV shows where measles is this completely innocuous, absolutely harmless thing that people get. It might kill a couple people because they have some other disease. But that's irrelevant to what the, you know. And then instead, you're going to inject yourself with measles, get a slight reaction, but you're still going to be susceptible to the measles. That's what's funny about it. Because once you get the measles, you're never going to get it again. But if you get vaccinated with it, well then, yeah, you know, you're getting this killed or almost dead virus, and it sort of has an immune reaction, but doesn't really do the trick. And so they say you got to get revaccinated. But if you were to just get the damn measles in the first place, you'd be fine. You'd be great. Best disease you can get. Because the Brady Bunch says, and then I'll go back to school the next week. You know, that's the hilarious part about all these so-called diseases. But what do you do? What do you do? How do you make a profit? How do you possibly sell such things as a measles vaccine, right? Unless you hype it up and make it funny. I mean, to see this, Deanna, it's hilarious. And to see, like you say, these news, the sensationalism and everything, all of a sudden the measles is a deadly disease. No, I'm afraid it's not. It's like the flu. Not deadly, but if you have some other immunocompromise, then yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's just let your damn kids get the measles. It's like chickenpox. Have a chickenpox party.
Right. Right. And then, of course, when children who have the vaccine for chickenpox shed it, people, particularly older people, could come down with shingles. Right?
Exactly. Well, and it's even farther than that. When you actually find the true mechanism of action of what's happening with these slight immuno responses. Like I said, you're not getting a full response. Your body is reacting to hundreds of chemicals that are pumped into you, including what's called adjuvants, which are purposefully like dirt, oils, salts, all the aluminums and all the mercury.
Peanut oil.
Right, peanut oil, which causes kids to get food allergies the rest of their lives. You got to understand, all of that stuff is what your body is reacting to. The fact that you produce an antibody or two to the vac to what's in the actual disease that they're inoculating you with, right? I mean, that and it, by the way, just to be clear, when something is innocuous, as I used the word before, that means it's harmless. When I inoculate you, that actually is the opposite of innocuous. To inoculate is to cause harm. You can look that up. That's what the word means. Inoculate is to literally cause you harm, cause you disease, cause you pain and suffering. That is what inoculate means. So the very definition of the word itself, again, it's hilarious to realize the situation we've gotten into. But the reactions, what it turns out is when you get the measles, when you get the chickenpox, when you get all of these diseases, you're actually supposed to get those. That's how you start storing these antibodies, and that's how you get immunity and herd immunity, is by getting the disease, and everybody getting the disease. Then it you know, once you get the measles, no one's going to get it in your clan anymore, right? In your neighborhood, until someone else moves in that hasn't had it or whatever. The problem is, hey, it's what the chicken pox do, and what the measles does, when you get the full-blown thing and you express all the symptoms, that's changing your epigenome, right? You have your genome, your genes, and then you have the epigenome, which is like little on and off switches, like ones and zeros on a computer, turns certain expressions of things on and off. And it turns out, when you find the research, which I did, you have a 2,000% higher chance of cancer, of getting cancer, if you got the vaccine, because your body will then express the disease. It'll express the disease, but not necessarily the symptoms. And those red marks, the rashes, the things that happen with the full-blown disease is actually a good thing, because that is actually what's rewriting your genome. It's actually programming your genes and programming your immune system and storing antibody information. It's all about information, right? It's actually storing that information in your appendix. That appendix is like this big storage space of all the diseases that you're immune to and all the diseases your body has come into. And of course, they're taking out people's appendix. Right? Say it's worthless.
Right.
Right. So
you wouldn't have been born with tonsils or an appendix if they weren't necessary for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. Yeah, so, yeah, if you get a vaccine, you express the disease but not the symptoms. You got the disease, you had an immune response, but it didn't switch on and off the epigenomic switches, the little, you know, you'd have to look it up to see how it actually works. But, you know, the point is, all these studies came out that say you are far more likely to express cancer because your epigenome hasn't been fully programmed, so there's some things that are still off that aren't on, and vice versa. And that alone blew my mind, because now you understand this is all part of the immune system, all part of the communication network. You know, all cells have receptors, and they communicate with other cells and proteins and all the, you know, interferon, all these different things. And man, I got to tell you, as I'm reading these studies, I'm on PubMed. And
right.
I mean, if you read some of these studies, it's obvious that their whole goal is to completely break down any immune response so that they can control it. And also, you start to see that every study has to do with some kind of artificial environment to grow things. In other words, artificial life or synthetic life, synthetic environments. To the point where that, you know, what used to be absolutely immoral, absolutely unheard of, absolutely unacceptable is now tolerated. You got stem cell research. I can go around the corner and get stem cell treatment, right? And of course, stem cells are the very root of cancer, because a stem cell can grow into anything. It's why you have the incorrect, you know, you have lung cancer, but it's actually pancreas cells growing in your lung. Right, you can look up the term cancerous stem. You can look up cancerous stem cell just on Wikipedia, and all the studies I'm seeing, they say, yep, there's a mutated stem cell. And if you think about what a stem cell does, it grows, it grows and grows and grows. It's like uncontrollable growth would be cancer, right? So that's what's happening. It's growth without purpose. And that's what they've done. They've created monsters inside our bodies by injecting us with all these different things that cause our own body to start expressing all these things, all this growth and all these cancers and all these things. And I tell you, my end result, my end opinion on all this after so many years of study is that all modern disease, from dementia to everything, is pharmaceutical. It's there is no doubt in my mind. And this is something I plan on expressing, you know, fully and with primary source in this next documentary, because I you know, it's amazing when you see what's actually happening. What these studies are showing are the most frightening, immoral, unnatural thing you can possibly do. And that's important because then they can patent it. You can't patent anything in nature. But I mean, they're going to change us all enough to where that we're going to be patented. That's the scary part.
I know this sounds I actually believe, given the amount of money that Big Pharma is making, and recently posted websites where you could check just how much they're grossing. They are the number one industry in the country, it appears. And I honestly think that that given all the things that you've brought up, that when the U.S. military invades a country, it is not to just take over resources, but it's also to impose a healthcare system in that country. Because our bodies are the last thing that we could possibly give up. They're private property, and they belong to us. And so I really believe that. And well, and certainly the healthcare system in this country has killed more people than just about anything else. You're more likely to die in a hospital than you are to get shot by somebody with a gun. You're 9,000 times more likely to die because of a healthcare issue than to be shot by a gun.
Yeah, officially the numbers is they list iatrogenic death,
right,
which is doctor or medicine related, specifically drug, you know, pharmaceutical related.
Right.
Well, I mean, this all goes together, obviously. That's number three. That's the number three cause of death in the world. It follows cancer and heart attack or pulmonary, you know, which are also caused by these drugs and these vaccines. I mean, if you watch any of these drug commercials on TV, they're going to tell you may cause cholesterol, may cause heart attack, may cause high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you know. You pretty much always have a choice between constipation and diarrhea. There's never anything in between. That's always a side effect, right? So
right.
It's hilarious to watch some of these things. But yeah, that's the official. I mean, that is in from the American the JAMA, the Journal of American Medicine, whatever it is. You know, that is the official thing. And you try to tell that to a doctor, they will deny it. They'll absolutely say that's not true. That is not true. I believe in vaccines. I believe in drugs. I believe in this. I believe it's a faith-based thing. Now, why is the doctor such an important element? Why last time I was on your show, we talked about, you know, doctors advertising cigarettes and alcohol.
Oh, right, right.
Cocaine and every, you know, methamphetamines and everything. They're the trusted figure. They cause the agentic relationship. They cause you to love their authority.
Right. Alrighty, we will be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, let's welcome back Clint. Clint Richardson, and his websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, thecorporationnation.com, and to download his most recent book, strawmanstory.info. And we're talking about, we're talking about drugs. And I just posted the GDP in the chat room since 1960, and you can see how U.S. health care as a percentage of the GDP has grown since 1960. All righty. We're talking about, you want to talk about prescriptions, and we also mentioned television. And when you close your eyes and you don't look at the commercial that they're talking about a drug and just listen to what they say, it's appalling. But when you realize that 75% of the people learn visually easier, then you realize that they are just taking in what they see, these wonderful pictures of happy people who swim better, bowl better, do everything better because they've taken this drug. But you don't hear what they're telling you in the background that you could die, you could get a heart attack, you could do all these these really negative things that could happen to you if you take this drug. They know what they're doing. They're very clever.
It's also illegal. It's a disclosure. Like, right. You know, the vaccine industry, you can't sue. They're protected. They're a protected industry. And that tells you how profitable, you know. And it's ridiculous. And all of this, you know, if I take this drug, I'll be like a purple bouncing ball. Right.
Right.
What does that even mean? I mean, some of the images have nothing to do with anything. In fact, I would say all of them have nothing to do with anything relevant to the actual drug. But what's so important about those is, one, they're a disclosure. In every single commercial, you know, a lot of people, again, you don't notice what's being written underneath either.
Right.
All the small print. And every single one of those says CR ad in blank. CRF in our ad in Golf Digest. CR ad in Red Book. CR ad in Home and Garden. And that's very important, because this is a partial disclosure. A lot of them will say these aren't all the side effects, you know, and then it'll say CR ad here, because they're trying to establish a sense of disclosure to where you have no excuse. If you get one of these side effects that they're telling you you're probably going to get, that's your fault. I mean, they've told you. They're off the hook. And this is why they all say the same thing. This has not been tested in pregnant women. This has not been tested for carcinogenesis. In other words, they cannot say one way or the other whether it causes cancer. Well, that's a way of saying it causes cancer, but we can't prove or disprove it. You know, they're warning you. They're giving you notice. They're giving you a disclosure, and you're accepting it because even though that commercial is completely rigged, it's only part of the information. They're giving you a link. They're telling you where to look for the full information. If you choose not to look, hey, ignorance of the law, no excuse.
Right.
No excuse. So that's your fault. And that's how the courts will see it. And that's why nobody can sue, essentially, because they're disclosing it. They're you know, this is like a heroin dealer saying, you know, this is black tar heroin. It's very well could kill you. You know,
right. It is a public announcement, and everybody has been notified. So
right.
If you get sick, too bad. You've been notified.
And it's important to know these drugs are all illegal. They are against the law. And that is where the power of prescription comes in. What does it mean to have that power? That is the highest power you can have. People don't realize this. Well, I want some Viagra, so I'm going to get a prescription. Well, you can't get it without the prescription unless you do it illegally, right? How powerful is it? If I prescribe you something, I'm allowing you to use it against the law. I'm giving you permission, license, right? And who has that power? Only government. And even government doesn't have the power that doctors have. Only doctors have them. And that's why doctors are such targets. That's why the ignorance and arrogance of doctors are such a beautiful thing to these pharmaceutical companies, because they don't learn anything about health. They don't know how the human body works. They're compartmentalized. They specialize in one thing, and while they do that one thing very well, they have no business prescribing drugs, because they don't know anything about the drugs they're prescribing, only what the pharmaceutical companies tell you, which is the same thing they tell you on the frickin' commercials. Nothing. They don't tell you anything.
Right. Right? Speaking of Viagra, one of my listeners asked me, how do drug companies come up with these names? And if you'll notice, Viagra rhymes with Niagara. And so what kind of a vision would a guy get with Viagra, which rhymes with Niagara? Okay, yeah. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Clint Richardson. Okay, talk to us about prescriptions. I interrupted your train of thought, but tell us about that. Give us a little bit more information about that.
So prescription, or the right to prescribe, is actually, you could call it a sovereign right. It literally means to direct or to give law, to influence someone arbitrarily. Now, what does it mean to do something arbitrarily? By will, despotically, absolutely, right? So doctors, you know, have the power of prescription. That's the highest order of power you can have. When you claim, for instance, in real estate, in law, when you claim a title, that's a prescription, because you're claiming it by, like, use. You've used something for a long time, some property, and therefore you claim it not because you have legal, you know, title to it, but because of use. You've used it for so long, so, sort of like a right of way or something. That's the power of prescription. And really, so what I'm really saying is that that's the power to give remedy. And that's what government has in all affairs except this. In medical, or what we call medical, the doctor has that power. The doctor is more powerful than any position in government with regards to this particular notion of prescription. And that's why, again, he's such a target for advertising and for, you know, they wine and dine them and they get them to sell the patented ones instead of the generic ones because the patent ones are where they make the money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, if you think about that kind of power, that's the kind of power a judge has to give you remedy over, you know, if you're suing somebody, that's the same power. That is prescription. I prescribe you a remedy from one person to the other. That is the ultimate power. If you have that power, you are literally at the top of the food chain when it comes to authority. So that's the power we've given to these people, you know, and they always show up in their white lab coat with their stethoscope, even though they never use the stethoscope.
You're right. I always wonder about that.
Right. You have to have that for the advertising, because that stethoscope, that makes you a doctor right there.
Right.
So yeah, and you know, that I can't stress enough how much power the power of prescription is, because remember, these drug companies can't do anything. The drugs are illegal. They're poisons, literally, and they can't do anything with those poisons unless a doctor prescribes them. And that's called medicine. That's called remedy for disease, right? That's how important prescription is, and it should be something that is controlled, but it's absolutely out of control at this point. Like, you know, doctors prescribing marijuana. Doctors used to prescribe cocaine and beer and cigarettes. You know, it's just amazing.
And smoking.
Right. So you're talking about a power that is so abused. And none of this would be happening except for the fact that doctors have that power. And personally, I think there should be an authority figure, a neutral authority figure above doctors that actually approves their prescriptions, because you know, that actually knows what are you prescribing, what are going to be the side effects. At least a counselor that say, hey, have you seen this drug commercial? You really want to take that? Here's what's going to happen. You know, that because this power is so abused by doctors who know nothing about health, know nothing about anything but what they're compartmentalized. And that's, you know, that's as dangerous as a municipal judge having that power, who are often own the court that they sit in because it's a corporation. It's an administrative thing. It's not even lawful, right? We agree to it. So it happens. The fraud happens. But it's such an incredible power that it's hard to even put into concepts. But the most important part of it is that none of this would be happening. All of this depends on doctors. And that's why they're like the plug, you know, if we could educate doctors, I mean, for God's sake, how do you educate a god, right? How do you educate someone who thinks they know everything and who refuses to look at any kind of study that shows that doctors are really the number one killer, but it says number three, and that's because of the drugs they're prescribing. It's. I mean, if you're gonna cast fault, you could cast fault on pharmaceutical companies. You could cast fault, but the real final word is the prescriber. And that's not government, that's doctors.
And if they don't abide by the standard of care, which is designed by the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, the American Medical Association, which is the labor union for doctors, and by the hospitals, they could lose their license. So they have an investment, their educational investment, and they have a certain lifestyle that they've been accustomed to living, so they're going to go along with that.
They're no different than, say, a professional football player or coach. Why do they get such big money to play a freaking game? Because when they need them to, they will fumble the ball. We know boxing is fixed. You should know that all sports are fixed if they're in the sports book at the casinos. If there's a betting industry on it, you bet it's fixed. Not necessarily to win or lose the game, but to make up that point spread. So that's why these guys are paid so much. They keep the secrets. They are literally the ones that allow the betting industry to call up the coaches and say, hey, we got to cover this point spread. Right.
Wow.
I mean, that's how it works. You know, that's people have written about this. It's obvious, but of course, you don't want to see it because you know why people love sports, but they, you know, you love watching a sports game where they play for 2 seconds and then there's 2 minutes of nothingness, and then they play for 2 seconds and there's 2 minutes of, you know, all this entertainment. It's really ridiculous when you look at it and you understand that it's all fixed. Everything's fixed. You know, it's all prescribed. In other words,
wow.
That's why they make so much money.
And of course, they've militarized sports so much by the introductory music and the uniforms and all the rest. It's really amazing. But you know, getting back to our vaccines that people get, for each vaccine that a person gets, and sometimes they receive multiple vaccines in one injection, the patient or the patient's parent pays 75 cents per vaccine, which goes to pay for any if there is damages, vaccine damages, and they happen to be awarded via a certain court, the vaccine court, some damages for long-term damage to the patient, then the government and the manufacturer don't pay anything. It's the patient themselves or their parents that actually pay the 75 cents that ultimately reimburses them for damages. So as you said before, the manufacturer of the vaccines don't pay anything. They're scot-free. They can continue to manufacture their vaccines without any liability issue.
Or without actually showing any studies that show they work, or
right.
and by hiding or obfuscating 9 out of 10 of their studies and putting one out that barely passes because it's a study that doesn't really show the truth, you know, the actual results of the study. So I mean, it's all a for-profit model, and it, you know, everybody knows everybody should know the whining and dining that goes on with congressmen. And we should also understand, you know, through my CAFR research, you know, all you have to do is look at a pension fund and you'll see all these pharmaceutical companies, all the medical companies, the hospitals, everything having to do with this industry is a stock held company, and that stock is held by government. So it's in government's best interest, literally financial interest, to protect anything it's invested in, which, you know, if there's an oil spill, it's not going to make the oil company clean it up because it's got $1 trillion in, you know, in stock.
Right.
It's literally the owner of these corporations. So there is no distinction now between government and corporations. The government owns all corporations through stock investment and then has the power of proxy shareholder voters, owners of the corporation through stock investment. So there is no separation of these things. And of course, all corporations, you know, exist through government, not external from government. You can't become a corporation, a person in law, without going through government. So, you know, they're all under the government law. They have no independence whatsoever. They're strictly under this law, but the law protects them. The law protects persons, corporations, which is why, of course, you're not supposed to respect persons or flattering titles. But that's what we do, and that's why we're in this mess.
And, of course, you talk about government. We can talk about the 535 people who make these decisions supposedly on behalf of the rest of us. They see more lobbyists from pharmaceutical companies than any other entity. These pharmaceutical companies put a lot of money into the pockets of the so-called representatives, and so of course they are going to protect their source of extra income. And go ahead.
After years and years of trying to really put a definition to what government in general, especially this kind of government that we have, which we call, you know, representative, etc., you know, to finally put a term that actually describes what government is, it took me all this time to really figure it out. And the true nature of what government is, you know, you could call it despotism, you could call it absolute control, but what it really is controlled opposition, right? Because there is no opposition. Every opposition to government is from someone that's subject to government, so there really is no opposition. You have the left, the right, the Republicans, the Democrats, the pro, the anti, and then you have the very, very definition of controlled opposition, which is Congress. Okay, and then you have the judicial, which gives you the winning and losing opinion, right? And that's a controlled opposition. Well, it's 4-5 in favor, and here's the dissenting, you know, opposition, right? So everything, the opposition is controlled. That doesn't at all mean that it's silenced, because the opposition is all out there for you. You can see it for yourself. But it's controlled. It's put into a place as being the dissenting or losing opinion, right? So you have all of that. And then you have the executive. And the executive is there, like the sheriff is your executive. The governor is an executive. The president, the executive office of the federal government, that's your executive office, right? That's there to ensure that, hey, if things get out of hand and the opposition really actually, you know, we, in other words, actually get out of hand, or some other country out there, well, then the executive steps in, declares an emergency, like the Civil War, for instance, and beats the crap out of us. And then all of a sudden, you know, so it's controlling the opposition through force. It doesn't need to do that for the most part, because it controls all other opposition, all other media outlets, and it controls every aspect of opposition. And that, I think, is the very definition of what government is, what it's become, maybe, but that's what it is. And I would probably put that on, you know, you could take that to the dictator level. You could take that to the crown. You can take that to the religions, the Vatican, right? You could take it to all of these different governmental structures, ecclesiastical or secular. And that's basically what you're talking about. Control of opposition, or control of opinion, control of information, control, right? It's all there, but it's absolutely the example is when these pharmaceutical companies do show up and they testify, and then you have some brave whistleblower who, right, loses all funding and acceptance in the medical industry, who also testifies and tells the truth. And of course, you know, if you go to a city council meeting, same thing, right? You could testify, you could say anything you want, you can point out the criminal activity of these guys and have proof of it, and they don't give a crap, because they know it doesn't matter. They're the ones with the power of prescription, remedy. If they don't want to give you a remedy, they don't have to. And that's where we're at. They control the opposition. That's why they have public hearings, because they want you to show opposition, because then they can show that they've made a choice between what is in their opinion, quote unquote, good and bad or whatever. So that's all we're talking about here, is the control of opposition. What else can you call a nation? What is a war? A war is, of course, to defeat and control the opposition. When we go into these other countries, like you said, what are we doing? We're getting rid of opposition. We want you to have capitalism. We're going to save you with democracy and capitalism, two of the worst things you could possibly force on a people. Because it's of course debt, right?
Right.
So I mean, that's really what we're talking about when it comes to what is government, what is control of the mind. Government, it's controlling any opposition to your power of prescription, your power of authority. Really, isn't that the self-evident description of what you see happening on a daily basis?
It is, and it's really unfortunate. And you mentioned earlier in the program about looking like an authority figure, being an authority. And when people, the general public, they actually think that the FDA is protecting them against harm. And all of the ABC agencies were created to protect corporate corporations.
Right. Well, I mean, don't be confused. It is. It's protecting persons.
Right.
It's a corporation is a person just like you and me.
Right. And that is in the amendment. What amendment was is that? 14th? I don't remember.
Well, I mean, I can clear everything up for you if you want. It'll take me about 10 minutes to go through this information, and you will understand what is the difference between you and the other people, the people in the Constitution, the states. You understand where you are, what your status is, and why all these things apply to you, because you're the lower, you're considered the bourgeoisie, the middle class, the lower class. You are a slave, essentially. And I'll explain.
Right. All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And I'm posting some notes that he Skyped over in the chat room so that you can follow along with the discussion regarding what he's going to tell us. We've got just a little bit of time in the first hour, but we will continue this discussion into the second hour. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, stop your chatting. excuse me. I know this is why I don't go to chat rooms, because everybody talks about everything but what's being talked about. But for this moment, stop your chatting. Stop talking about inconsequential things and pay attention to this, because this is not my opinion. This is coming from official sources that I've documented. You can look up these cases for yourself. You can read the whole things. I'm only going to mention the because this is like a puzzle. You want to know what your problem is. You want to know why everything is the way it is. You want to understand why you are enslaved to this system. And keep in mind, a slave, the word slave, it could be voluntary or involuntary. It's like a hard drive that you connect to a computer, you know, or another drive. It becomes a slave. It's just a term. Don't read into the term. Just understand what it means. You're bound in surety to another. You're using another's property, and therefore you are under its law. So let's discuss, why is it, for instance, and let's use the subject at hand, why did children have to get vaccinated for, or why are they passing all these laws? Well, they're not, keep in mind, none of these laws apply to men. Okay, persons have to get vaccinated. A man is never a person. A person is a persona, a mask that you wear. It's like being the car or the shoe on the Monopoly board. You can't play Monopoly without the persona, the shoe, right? You're not the shoe. If you believe you're the shoe, then they win. As you believe that you're your identity, you're the same as, in other words, this person that you pretend to be, this commercial vessel, then they win. Then you can't tell that you're in the Matrix. You're stuck there because you don't know there's anything else. You believe you're a persona, a mask. It's like Halloween, you know, you put on a costume and you never take it off. And of course, we're trained to do this from birth, through education, through the syndicalism we're talking about, through education, entertainment, all that. So let's start at the beginning with the very, very basic, right? There are two concepts, private and public, or common, right? The maxim of law says a thing that is private is not common. What is a U.S. citizen? Common. Okay? In other words, and people aren't going to like to hear this, but if you are a member of the nation, in other words, a citizen of a nation, then you are, that is the term that means Gentile or Goyim. That literally is what it means. Because a nation is like a monopoly board that stretches out over all the actual territory, all the land. Right? You're not a state citizen. You're a U.S. citizen. A U.S. citizen exists only in Washington, D.C. Now, here's where it gets. Here's where you're going to understand why everything happens to you. All right? A U.S. citizen. This is Hendrick versus Maryland, 1914 case. Again, the citation is there in the chat room. A U.S. citizen. That's a national citizen, not a state citizen. Upon leaving the District of Columbia, becomes involved in interstate commerce as a resident, does not have the common law right of travel of a citizen of one of the several states. Now, what do you hear all the time in the quote-unquote patriot truth, whatever, the movement that never moves, right? The people who talk all the time but never get anywhere, right? Right? What do you hear? Oh, well, I have the right to travel. No, actually, you don't. According to the courts, you do not, because you're not free. You're a citizen, which is the same as a denizen or someone that doesn't have the rights of the higher class, the private people. You are common. You're public. This is the difference. This is why, and we put our children into this through the birth certificate, okay? And I'll explain that. Upon leaving the District of Columbia, you become involved in interstate commerce. Now, according to the Constitution, who controls interstate commerce? If you are always in interstate commerce, wherever you are outside of the District of Columbia, which is a foreign place, it is not one of the 50 states. And when we say the several states, that means private or foreign. Every state is foreign to each other, and every state is foreign to the United States. State citizens are not United States citizens, and I'll explain why. Okay? This says you are a resident, not in domicile. So when you're in a state, you're a U.S. citizen, you're in interstate commerce, you're a foreigner, a resident in that state. This is why you are always a tenant. This is why you're a renter. You pay taxes. You do all these things because you're not part of the people. And that's important. The word state means people. When it says we the people, capitalized, That's a specific group of people, and they debated in the proceedings of the Constitutional Convention, etc., whether they should say we the states or we the people, because they mean the same thing when capitalized.